Jason Miller. So, Jason, you've been working on this series, I know, for a long time, and it looks at the SBA. Give us an idea of what you're looking at.
It's a four-part series that starts next Monday, and it runs through Thursday, and it's looking at allegations of whistleblower retaliation, contracting fraud, and human resources fraud. These allegations are being made by four SBA employees who say that they've experienced and that they are facing a pattern of whistleblower retaliation because they blew the whistle on certain actions that SBA senior managers allegedly have been taking. And the series, you know, they were on the record. They have come forward with their stories. I think there's some very powerful and very interesting things that they point out. SBA, of course, has their say, and they can make their case as well in the piece. And my goal is to provide, you know, both sides of the story, let people decide as they hear it. But it's a fascinating look. It's a story that I think you hear very often from people who call us up and say, you should look into, and
right.
And then they go, okay, well, be a source. And they're always like, no, I can't. Well, these people said, you know what? I'm fed up enough. I'm gonna have my say. And that's what I try to present.
And the series will air all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday.
In
the morning, 7:05, and right here at
4:05
is what we said. And so you'll be able to hear the entire series, and of course, the whole thing will be on our website, federalnewsradio.com. And you know, I think so often people do come to us and say, eh, waste, fraud, and abuse, why do they do this? And then we say, okay, well, we need, in order to do a story, guess what? We actually need something, because or else, you know, we end up getting sued by Dan Snyder or something.
Exactly.
You know, we don't want to end up in that place. We actually have to be able to make our case.
And that's what part of the process was of doing the investigation, of collecting the documents, meeting with the sources, talking to the sources, going back and doing some background, you know, look into, okay, are these real people? Do these people have problems? You know what I mean?
And or do they have grudges? Or
do they
have
grudges?
Just trying to get at somebody?
Exactly. And, you know, throughout the whole process, you know, one of the most fascinating things I said was, well, why are you doing this? That was one question I asked. I mean, what do you want? And one woman, who's the main piece of the story, a woman named Carla Saunders, said that she was actually offered a settlement by SBA and didn't take it. She was offered cash, basically. And she said, it's not about the money. It's about this is wrong. I like what I do. I like my agency. I want SBA to be better. And I see, this is Carla Saunders talking, problems, and I want them fixed. And that's why I'm coming forward. And that, to me, really said, okay, I think that's why I'm going forward with
somebody
the story. Because I think it's more than just a play to get a grudge.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. You can hear his series starting at 7:05 on Monday morning, 4:08 right here in the afternoon. You